The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Howdy.
And really, it's amazing. It was a tremendous show with the Alzheimer's Association to start, and then followed by both the commissioner and the horticulturist from the town of North Hempstead Parks. And it just continues to show this stuff that goes on in this town. Is amazing. And I say this all the time, I don't know how Christina has a chance to do all this stuff, because every time I see her, I think she has different nail color. but it's funny, because when Alan was speaking about sleep, he wasn't including Christina in that conversation. You know, it's like, honey, you got to start sleeping more.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so now we're at the Christina Lu Show. Good morning, dear.
Good morning. I am just multitasking, doing
five. I know you are. I know it. I know. Are you 311 today or no?
Yes. But it's all good stuff. What a great show.
It really was.
Today was. And I have to really give a shout out to the Alzheimer's Association also, because they've been doing such amazing programs and like a series of programs with Project Independence, and we'll continue to do that, because it's, as we know, I mean, it's such a broad topic, you know, so it's once you have it, or with the signs and how to do it, you know, so there's so many different layers. So they've been doing these series, where they kind of just address it, and I feel like it's just so clear when they go over it, you know, and they really give you some good concrete stuff, too. And of course, it's really wonderful to hear about the Parks Department and Clark Botanic Garden, which we always promote. And I think it's so lovely, the programming they do over there, too, so... And I had to put David on with them because I did know about his tree there.
That's also coordinated. Yeah. It's amazing.
I wanted them to be aware that there's a VIP Linden tree over there. Everything is absolutely wonderful today. So I am really enjoying.
Just before we go any further, that's a great story. The tree.
I love that. Because I remember so many years ago.
How did you know it was an unusual tree? Or you just wanted to get rid of it?
Well, when we had it put in, we did work on...
Oh, you had it put in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When we moved in, for instance, there were things going around. We couldn't figure out what it was. So a painter, Chester, came around and he said, "That's horseradish." Horseradish. We bought the house from two Italian ladies. I don't know about horseradish in Italian cuisine.
Wow, yeah.
For some reason, they grew it. Mm. It was horseradish. So we made change and we put it in, and somebody recommended that we get this tree, telling us the story that it was. But it just wasn't the right spot for it.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
And the Clark Garden, they were thrilled to have it.
good. That's a nice story. It's a wonderful story.
I know. It's really great. And next week, I just want to let people know that we're going to have on TRI, which is our fabulous help at home program, which is always one of my favorites.
I love TRI.
It's always one of my absolute favorite programs.
What is TRI?
TRI, the help at home program.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have two representatives over from the LGBT network. There's a bunch of changes going on over there, so it'll be nice to be updated on them as well. So.
Right. And that's both David and Lauren. But, I mean, that's another organization that never quit, never gave
up.
And I believe in the next couple of weeks, they're like opening a new headquarter community type center.
That's what I think. It's really great timing.
Amazing.
Because I know they're doing a whole bunch of different initiatives, and so that should be great as well. I don't know if you saw, John, but I thought of you actually when I saw this in Newsday just yesterday, I think it was. There was a whole article on Nassau County's attacks against scams for senior citizens.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a whole article. I actually meant to send it to you. Because reports are really, it's rising, and the county said enough, and they're joining forces with the police force.
Oh, yes.
And they said, because the numbers were just staggering. There was 138 reports of scams against the elderly in 2018, and that's in Nassau County. A 62% increase over the previous year.
Wow.
Which is insane. You know, when I saw that number, I said, you know, 62%. So they're really being, you know, aggressive and proactive. You know, we always promote these scams, obviously.
Right, right, right.
But it's very hard to, you know.
We're not promoting the scam.
Yeah, right. Let's be clear. Very true. It's a whole other show. But the Nassau County Executive Laura Curran and Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder declared war Tuesday on the phone fraudsters, email scammers, and other con artists who are trying to scam seniors. Which so they're going to be doing a whole bunch of seminars. And I know the town, I was actually talking to our communications department yesterday, and they were saying they want to start doing, you know, more programs about that too. So it's definitely something I think it's really important to spread the word and just kind of educate people on on what to look for. And actually, in the Newsday article itself, they had some tips that I just like to share.
Go ahead.
So these are red flags, you know, just to keep in mind. Police, prosecutors, and lawyers will not demand payment for bail or legal fees over the phone, and they will not accept gift cards or payment via MoneyGram, MoneyPac, or Western Union. So just know that off the bat. IRS officials will never call or email demanding immediate payment or threaten to call law enforcement for an outstanding tax bill. I know this IRS one is something that's is really increasing lately. Utility companies will not offer to come to your home to pick up cash for what they say are outstanding bills. Another one is ask callers demanding money for bail or utility payments for their supervisor's contact information so you can determine if the call is legitimate. We always say that here. We said, when in doubt, say, you know, I will call you back. You either ask them for the number or call the number that you have just to clarify. Verify information provided by callers. If a call says a loved one is in jail and needs help, call that loved one to verify the information. I remember at a bunch of advisory committees, actually, this scam, this was a couple of years ago, was really going around.
Yeah, grandpa, and it was your grandpa, he
needs bail. Right, it was, oh, you know, I can't tell my mom or dad, they'll be so mad. And, like, it was really, it was horrible, and it was very prominent. Emails demanding personal information such as your social security numbers, bank routing numbers, and credit card information should be considered suspicious, especially if they are not addressed directly to the recipient. And then, of course, don't believe promises of prizes. You know, if it's too good to be true,
it ain't true.
You know, so that's kind of just the rule of thumb. But I think it's really great. You know, that the county is trying to do these things to really spread the word. I mean, in North Hempstead, we've been doing it, I must say. John's very familiar with the Project Safe program we've been doing over here. So hopefully we'll continue to do this and stay tuned because we will certainly be updating you on any programs that North Hempstead will be doing with the county on that front. So
it's amazing.
Definitely.
You know, and then, you know, as you're reading that and you fooled around and said promoting scams, mm-hmm. unfortunately, as you try to protect the people who are being scammed, you're giving somebody else the idea to scam.
I know.
Say, wait a minute.
I know. I think
that
about
many
that
people
all the time.
Are stupid enough to do that? Right. It's worth a shot. So that's what happens until you finally peek.
Right. It's unfortunately the thing, you know, it kind of, that's always an issue with educating is that, you know, it can be. But, you know, the bottom line is it's better to at least try and educate people on it. Regardless,
make their money the old-fashioned way. They steal it.
But, you know, it's really, you know, because just yesterday a bunch of people, we were talking that we're getting on their phone these Social Security things. Oh, your Social Security number has been cut. It's always, you know, and the problem is with technology, it's really easy to mask certain things now, you know. So, you know, back in the day, you know, you'd see on your caller ID, and you know, but now it can say, you know, the police department is calling you. So you get alarmed, you know, because we were talking about at work, because someone was saying, you know, they can't believe that people are still falling victim to these certain things. And I said, yeah, but you have to understand, they create the fear in you. So if you see the police department is calling you, I mean, I would be like, oh my, like, what is this, you know?
Yeah, anything where you better send money now or we're going to suspend your card.
Yeah.
People are afraid.
Absolutely.
The one thing I'm wondering is they're zeroing in on elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody creating lists
Yeah, well, they're able. I think they're able to get it. You know, with technology,
with computer, and that was with technology
that,
today.
And that's what the article was saying too, because it was actually saying why is it seniors? You know, like, and first of all, the seniors are most likely answering the phones. Number one, because I mean, majority of people don't. I mean, I qualify. If I don't know the number, like, I will not answer the phone number. So they're preying on someone who's vulnerable and alone.
Yeah.
And they were saying too, and a lot of seniors are vulnerable because they're often unaware that personal information can be gleaned from social media, and because they grew up in a more trusting era, they were saying, you know, so there's it's so easy now. I mean, you see, you know, you'll watch these shows and these different things of how easy it is to really get so much detailed information. I mean, I type someone's name, even just doing it for the radio show.
Oh, do you? You know, I went to a meeting
when
day,
I'm trying, and you will be surprised.
And
the guy what information
had Googled me before
out.
I got there, so he knew more about me than I did.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I did that? I didn't know. That's the truth nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's real easy to do. Yes. You know, and if you're not from an era where you're aware of that,
right?
You know, you're gonna think it's legitimate that they just actually know this information about you. So.
Mm.
I really think it's like I said, it's really great that the county is taking a stance against this. I also
the Tillys.
Yes, I want to promote this great program that is going on, and what they're looking for at the Tilly Center is to join as a volunteer usher for a chance to see exciting performances. So they're looking for volunteer ushers to greet the guests, help guests to assign seats, check in for the VIP guest list. And what's great is that, you know, obviously you're volunteering, but you're able to see the show. So you get to see these shows.
I think I'm going to volunteer.
And I actually think that the man, in as I look at the flyer, is a PI member. And I can't, like, pinpoint who he is, but I've definitely seen this man before. And it's going to be, like, my hunt to, like, track down who he is because he's so familiar to me.
Joan and I were talking with some other people about that, people our age. Mm-hmm. And we remember when almost all the Broadway theaters had volunteer ushers. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, so they could see the show.
Yeah, and well, there you go. So
I never heard of that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
we really
you have to be
yeah.
a true volunteer. I mean, guess what? If they're expecting you tonight at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely.
You have to be you there.
Gotta
be
and
there.
Also, the position requires you to be on your feet. So if you are... Yeah.
But just until the show starts and you have a row of seats, or they just let you stand
Yeah,
someplace?
I think they're probably you saying, well, in case anybody, you know, you probably stand in the back, I would assume. But I don't, you know, you can always call. So you can call 311. We can give you the information. And also, there's an email address. It's Amanda, I'm not sure how to say her name, Dupuy or something. And it's amanda.dupuy@liu.edu.
There's a trucking company, A. Dewey Pyle. I see the trucks
yeah, yeah,
in
there. Yeah.
We'll see if there's a relation. But I really think it's great. You know, we're always, Project Independence, we were talking this last week. I mean, we serve such a vast age group, you know, so it's starting at 60 all the way to 100. I mean, I have someone who's 108, you know.
Really?
So, yeah, it's
this is socialization?
Yeah.
This is exercise? Because you're on your feet for an hour or two. You know, the first half hour you're walking
and
up and down
showing
people.
And you get to see great shows.
And you get great shows for free.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So, I think, you know, if you're interested
or if you know
someone that's interested, please spread the word because they are definitely looking for some good volunteers for that.
Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.